Ukraine's two presidential candidates have held a contentious presidential debate. Yesterday's televised encounter came just 6 days before a court-ordered runoff election. The BBC's Helen Folks reports from Kiev.
This debate has been eagerly awaited by millions of Ukrainian voters. Never before had these two presidential rivals debated properly in public. Wearing stage makeup to camouflage the disfigurement on his face caused by the poisoning, Viktor Yushchenko was the first to speak. He lost no time in accusing Viktor Yanukovych of election fraud. More than 3 million votes were stolen by my opponent and his team, he said. That's why today we have the question, what happened during the election on the 21st of November? Mr. Yanukovych responded by denouncing the opposition protests, calling them the Orange Coup. He later went on to say he was willing to work with the opposition leader. My question to you is, are you ready, together with me, to implement the political changes and form a new government from the people we have? The discussion comes just weeks after Ukraine's political crisis, which was sparked by the disputed election in November. The Supreme Court ordered the vote to be repeated. Since then, tension has been escalating between the presidential candidates. There will be disappointment that the poisoning of the opposition leader was not mentioned during the show, which lasted for almost 2 hours. It was watched by many people in bars and restaurants in the capital.
For some small percent of voters that didn't make up their mind, I think that will help Yushchenko more than Yanukovych, because I think only his very strong supporters could believe that he won these debates.
I think it's very nice to look at a very close and not public candidate like Yanukovych. He appears on TV very, very rarely, so there isn't a chance for people to see his real face.
Most people have already decided who they want to be the next president of Ukraine. The extent to which this television debate has any impact on them will only be known after they go to the polls on Sunday.
And that's the BBC's Helen Folks in Kyiv.